This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Not a banger from Gordon Lightfoot on this one. Rainy Day People. Lindsay, you disagree. Lindsay, by the way, introduce yourself to the WCCO listening audience.
Good afternoon, good morning, good evening. Time is a social construct. Welcome to the Chad Hartman Show.
And Lindsay, you are one of the newer employees here at WCCO Radio.
I am. I am indeed very excited to be here and to learn how everything works around here. And you guys have been a great host so far. And I meant to play the Edmund Fitzgerald, The Wreck. That's the only Gordon Lightfoot song I know.
Yeah.
And so I was going for the ultimate banger. And
The ultimate banger.
Paying attention details failed me once again.
That's all right.
Yep.
It's all right.
It's all good.
Means it's still in the hopper.
Exactly.
Still in the hopper. Right. You're going to have to keep listening. That's a good tease. Keep listening. When you hear that Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, call in and see if you can remind us what day it happened. I cannot remember the last time I sold something on Facebook Marketplace. I think I tried it. So this is when I moved, I had a huge stereo system. When I was in college back in the late 90s, it was all about having a kick-ass stereo system.
I had one.
And the bigger, the better.
Mm-hmm.
Big components. You got the receiver. You got the five-disc changer.
Yeah.
Still the tape deck, double tape deck, where you could do high-speed dubbing. High-speed dubbing. I mean, that was a great advancement, high-speed dubbing. And the bigger the speakers, the better. I mean, my buddy Mike Nelson had huge Klipsch speakers. They were like 5 feet tall. And they put out some serious sound.
Get the light display on the front, too, showing the bars bouncing.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
That means anything to anybody.
It probably didn't even work. It was just like... But I tried to sell that. This would have been, 6 years ago or 7 years ago now, on Facebook Marketplace. And it actually became to a point where I said, if you want it, come and get it.
Mm-hmm.
And not even a sniff. But I remember other times where I'd put things on Facebook Marketplace with a set price... And then people asking me questions, are you sure on that price? What is the price? And it's like, it's right there. It's a nightmare, in my experience, to put stuff on Facebook Marketplace and sell it. And I understand you're about to agree with me, David.
Nightmare is accurate.
Yeah.
Nightmare is accurate. Our washer kicked the bucket a couple weeks ago.
Yep.
So we've got a new washer dryer, the combo set, because you got them by both. You got the matching set.
Yep.
Got the matching set. They're arriving on Saturday. So the washer, I did actually put the washer on Facebook Marketplace saying free. If you want it, if you think you can fix it, go ahead. It's all yours. Just so I don't have to pay somebody for the haul away.
Right.
But then the dryer still works great. It's older. It's 20 some years old. But, back in the time when appliance actually lasted.
Mm-hmm. What brand of dryer, by the way, is it?
Maytag.
Maytag.
It was a Maytag.
Solid
piece of machinery is what that is. Still works great. We've never had a problem since we moved into the house, 13, 14 years ago? And said, all right, put it up there, $20.
$20?
That's all. It's 20
some
years old.
And they have to come get it, obviously.
Yes, you got to come get it. It's not exactly hard to disconnect a dryer.
No.
It's an electric. You pull the plug, pull the thing out of the exhaust, and I got the hand cart out there, wheeled it out to the garage. It's just sitting out there right now. It's at $20. Just, I don't care. You're asking a little something for the effort.
Yeah.
But that's it. I'm not exactly exorbitant pricing here.
Yeah.
I have had two people ask me if I'll take 10.
Honestly, it's like you're getting a $20 perfectly good driver.
Yes, exactly.
Is that people really just wanting to pay $10, or is it just for the ego boost saying,
oh, it's that.
I got him to lower the
it's
price.
It's exactly that. But worse than that is the amount of bots and scams now.
Really?
That will hit you on Facebook Marketplace.
I guess I don't know about that.
Yes.
Do tell.
Absolutely. And usually you can tell when... Often you will get a message almost immediately when you post something, and you know, if that fast, it's clearly, you know, some sort of AI thing that, mm-hmm. you know, picked up on something and they're going to try to scam you. You know, I don't know how they do it, but it obviously works to some level. Or I always check the profile of the account that's contacted me. And, you know, if they've got no people they're following or nobody's following them and there's no profile picture or something, it's probably BS. So I've gotten at least 10 of those. And the amount of what I was assuming at the time were actual people asking, hey, is this available? Yes, absolutely. Yeah, come on and get it. When's good for you? And then ghosting me from that. I mean, getting to the point of, hey, can I come by Wednesday? Absolutely. What time's good for you? Crickets.
Yeah.
Crickets. It's the most... I'm so tired of it. I'm so tired. I just want to get this thing out of my house and save the $60 that it's going to take for, you know, whoever to haul it away.
Yeah.
And even today, one guy sent me a message this morning. Hey, I'd love to get the dryer. I'll pay you the $20. Can I come by this evening at 7?
Yeah.
I responded immediately. Absolutely. Come and get it. 7 sounds great. Here's my address. That was five hours ago.
What is that about?
Crickets.
What is that about? Explain that to me, because that happens all the time.
Yes, it does happen.
People just do not follow up on it.
Are they just looking for dryers and they find 10 of them and spam everybody and then leave 9 people in the lurch? I don't know. But I blame Zuckerberg. He set this thing up, and he's ruined my online life for the last week.
Lindsay, you were going to chime in here?
I've had several. I've had a lot of different thoughts. But I'm not a huge Facebook Marketplace person myself, but my mother is. She is one of those people that absolutely wants the deal. She got like 40 pairs of boots for $20 in May of this year. And I
what
was
kind
just,
of boots are we talking about?
Like,
what does your mother need
boots?
So many boots?
Like you got, I don't even know. I'm not a fashionista person by any means, but I told her, you have excess boots if you wore one for every day of the month, and we're not even in the right season. So I don't know if she's been able to jettison some of those. I'm not sure. But that ghosting, I think that's just a societal lack of accountability. Nobody's really serious. I think they're just maybe looking for some friendship, Dave.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe they're just maybe it ended for that.
You want
that.
Correspondence. Like, they didn't want your dryers, the memories we made along the way.
I need a friend. Where should I look? We'll go for the dryer listings.
It's Craigslist, though, right?
People are selling appliances. Yes. They tend to be good quality people. And some of my best friends I've met over, you know, appliance interactions on Facebook Marketplace. Somebody asking you if you take $9 on the text line.
Of course. Yeah, of
it's
course.
The motor like?
Yeah, I had, like I told you, I put the washer on there too, free. Here, it's broken. Here's what's wrong. If you can fix it.
Yeah.
A guy seemed very serious about the washer. Great. That sounds great. Asked if I had a dryer to go with it. I said, I do have a dryer. I have posted that for this price. You're welcome to take that too.
Yeah.
Responds with, oh, I thought it would be free. I said, no, the dryer works. Guess what? Haven't heard from him. Can't pay the $20 for a washer and dryer, even obviously with the washer needing a little work.
651-461-9226. Somebody in the stylesfinancial.com talk line says, if I have something listed at $20 and somebody would ask me if I'll take 10 for it, I reply, no, but I'll take 25.
That's a good idea.
That's a good move. Dave, pay the recycling fee. Not worth all this effort. Spending too much time on the project.
I'm cheap. What can I say?
I think if you listen to that show, people realize that, right?
Yeah. If I can get a little money in my pocket and save the recycling fee, then you're double dipping right there.
I had when we built our house in 2021, we had to upgrade the garage door.
Built your house. Okay.
Yes. I physically Mansion. Built my house. Mm. That's right. I'm sorry. You're right. That was very pretentious. But we replaced the garage door openers. So I had this brand new garage door opener. You know, the bar and the motor and somebody reached out and connected with them. They show up They're in a very small car, and they wanted to pay me cash, but I didn't have change to give them. So I said, okay, can you Venmo me the cash? Or, sure, I will. And they, and this is my mistake, saying, you know, oh, well, give me the...
Trusting in humans? Already.
Yeah, trust. Well, this person, they said it was for a church.
That's okay. Going to... okay.
Yeah. But he seemed like a great guy. You know, he drove away with the garage door sticking out the back window of his car. But I had his cell phone number. So, and I never got paid. And I said, hey, you going to pay? I called him like twice. Yep, you bet. And it never happened. Again, that's my mistake. I'm not saying, boy, that's... You know, but that's again why I'm just too trusting of a person.
No, you're a good person.
And I wanted to kind of get rid of it too.
Yeah, there's certainly a benefit of somebody taking off your hands. You don't have to worry about it in the garage. You don't have to pay the fee to get it recycled or take it out to the dump, whatever.
Somebody says, is this the sucker hotline? Yes, it is. Somebody's saying, Adam, I bought your ice house from you on Facebook Marketplace. That was a good deal, right? If that's really the person, yes. So I had a skid house, which is like, you know, my current ice fishing house is a wheelhouse where you can pull it like a trailer and like a camper.
Did you build that one yourself too?
I did not. No. Nor did I build the skid house, which is like a permanent. It's on skids, and it was on Mille Lacs, and it was a big, and I sold that on Marketplace. If that's really the guy, you got a really good deal on that, because that was like, I just kind of wanted to get rid of it and had to drive up to Mille Lacs to sell it to him. If you want $20, post it for $40. That's the art of the deal, signed Donald J. Trump. 651-461-9226. Is it worth it anymore to put stuff on Facebook Marketplace, or is it just a constant disaster like Dave has had? I'll take your horror stories or your success stories. 651-461-9226.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Some will say too soon because we've got a few more days. November 10th.
Some would say it's never too soon.
Never
Adam.
Too soon. Never too close. Another great Gordon Lightfoot tune, by the way. 152, Adam Carter in for Chad Hartman today. Talking about Facebook Marketplace disasters. Dave trying to offload a dryer. And he's having quite a lot of difficulty in doing it. And people are shaming you for not just donating.
Cost me money to donate.
That's right.
At this point.
And then you'd have to move it.
Got to rent a trailer or something like that. Pick up is... Thought about donating a couch, too. I've got a couch that's been sitting in the garage for 6 months now. It's like $150 for somebody to come pick it up to donate.
Right.
Come on. I'll pay a little bit, but $150 is getting insane.
Did it go to college?
Did it go to college?
That's a big
it's
thing
got a degree.
When it comes to buying a used couch. If it's been to college...
No, it has not been to college.
You know, just some questions.
Well, it's been in the garage for a long time.
It's been covered. It's been covered.
Okay.
I'm
just saying, bring
over.
A black light. That's all I'm saying.
Bring a black light.
Wow.
Just make sure you know what you're buying.
I did have a black light in college, as a matter of fact.
Lava lamp, too?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You look like a lava lamp
guy.
I'll
tell you off air how I got the lava lamp. Jan has called in on the StylesFinancial.com talk line. Jan, please rescue us. I'm sure you had a great experience selling something or buying something on Facebook Marketplace.
yes. We had a garage sale, and the way we do our garage sales is everything dollar unless it's marked otherwise. And sometimes, like a piece of art that is worth $500, we'll put $25 on there. So anyway,
Wait a minute, I got to stop you there. Wait a minute. You're selling $500 artwork for $25?
Van Gogh's?
Yeah, what?
We want to get rid of the things that we have in the garage. In the sale. And so everything's a dollar. And to be honest with you, it's very successful. we had a little boy's pair of pants that had a slight stain on it, and the lady asked if she could get it for half price.
rip the pants in half and say, here's a leg, thank you.
Well, you know, I wish I mentally would have been prepared for that kind of a thing, because we had a garage sale a couple of years ago for did it the same way, everything a dollar. And I wish I'd have been prepared mentally, because I would have told her that she could pay $2, like somebody suggested earlier.
Yeah, double the
price.
But
I wasn't. Yeah, yeah. And the other thing would have been simply to say no, but you know, you want to get rid of this stuff, so... You just do.
Thank you, Jan. Thank you for the call. Garage sales to me I've always liked a whole lot of work for not a lot of return.
Yeah. No, and
I know people love it, and I know there's a certain segment of the population that loves still traveling around going to garage sales, and I get that. I mean, if I'm driving by one and something catches my eye, like the Papa Shot the one time, I drove by a guy who's selling a Papa Shot, and I rolled down the window and said, how much you want for that Papa Shot? He's like, $20. I said, hang on.
I'll give you home. 10.
I paid $20. I got a Papa Shot. I used it one time.
Every weekend, there's a weekend in May in our town. It's citywide garage sale weekend. And where our neighborhood is just slammed with people from all over. People take their Thursday and Friday off of work. Now sometimes Wednesday, because you got to start your sale early to beat the neighbors. And it floors me every year how many people make this a yearly, you know, quest to go, you know, conquer the garage sales of Woodbury and find what they can.
Yes.
And what I've also noticed, the same houses in the neighborhood have the same sales every year.
Yes.
And I swear to God, they have the same stuff. I don't know what they're selling because it's the same stuff as the previous 8 years.
We should have kept Jan on hold to get her address, though. If she's selling $500 pieces of artwork for $25, I'm there.
Get your hands on a Monet.
For $500. Like a Van Gogh for $500. Yeah. Not even a used Kleenex.
Or one of these
Come
ones,
on.
You know, where you buy, like, the painting and you cut open the back of the painting and there's a stack of cash there. It's like Apple. There's, like, Apple stock.
It's a Declaration of Independence.
Yeah. Thank you very much for the conversation. Somebody's saying, I'm confused why Lindsay is there. Lindsay, you want to explain why you're here?
I'm also confused.
Okay. She's also confused. There's your answer. We'll be back after this. News coming up and a way to generate some peace in your life that I'm about to pull the trigger on. I'll explain after the news.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.